Welcome back to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show. I'm Chuck Berry, and our co-host, Don Big Daddy Pegath, is in the woods. He's not with us, so this is going to be an awesome show. He's always in the woods, isn't he, Sarah? I mean, kind of. So I'm here with Chelsea Gilkey, and we are talking about some of the events going on. And an event that I went to a couple years ago was some of the trapping seminars. You guys have got some coming up, and they're a load of information and a lot of fun, too.
They are, yeah, just wonderful. This cool air in the fall starts making me think about trapping, getting my traps out. So there will be these trappers workshops. They really happen statewide, but here locally around us, there's going to be three of them offered. And this is for whether you want to learn some more advanced stuff about trapping or you're new to it and just want to learn the basics. They welcome all. They welcome youth and adults both. So the few that are around us is at Salt Fork Wildlife Area. That's over in Guernsey County. They hold one. Wolf Creek Wildlife Area, that's in Morgan County. And then at Cooper Hollow Wildlife Area in Jackson County. All three of those places here around us, they're going to be having these trappers workshops. And those are going to take place, Chuck, over October 28th and 29th. So it's really cool. It's a Saturday, come on in, learn some basics. You actually get to go out and set traps with the instructors.
We did. That was fun.
Yeah. That's how I learned so much, getting your hands on them and actually, yeah, you know, making that dirt hole set. And then the next day on Sunday, you come back, you go check those traps. Most of the time, there's at least a coon in them or something. And once you get the, you know, whatever you caught, you're able to bring it back and learn about some skinning and fleshing techniques. And if you'd like, you can take the trapper education test. That's usually offered at most of the workshops. So it's a great hands-on learning experience. It's really tough to learn about trapping unless you have someone to show you the ropes and, you know, tag along with. So this kind of gives anyone that opportunity. But if anyone is interested in these, you will have to register. But you can do that through the Ohio State Trappers Association, and their website is ohiostatetrapper.org. So feel free, get on there, sign up, and take advantage of a really cool learning experience.
It is a good time to be had, my all, and you do learn a lot. I know the traps that we set, one had the critter get away successfully with the food, so with the bait.
Oh, he got lucky.
He got lucky, and he really got lucky because the person who set that particular one said, "This has never happened to me." And we were like, "Well, you know, you're in front of a group of people. It's gonna not always." But the other pondside traps, we got some muskrat, and that was pretty cool.
Yeah, those are fun. That's what I've most recently taken up doing is muskrats. I've got them tanned, and I made a fur purse. Yeah. Can't remember if I told you about that, but yeah, I've got a fur purse, and I love it. It's so soft.
It's not a year-round purse, that's for sure.
No, it's just for my winter styles.
There you go. What else? What else can they expect when they go? There's other seminars throughout the whole time, throughout the whole year, and you guys kind of get to lead people to those. There's other ones available with like Passport to Fishing, stuff like that.
Right.
None of those probably coming up, and I missed the one last year. I wanted to get to, but. Kind of describe what happens in events like that.
A lot of these, you know, events and different, really like a teaching clinic, like the Passport to Fishing, a lot of those instructor trainings, they'll take place, you know, it's seasonal. So right now in the fall, we're focused on hunter education. And then come spring, we'll get more into the Passport to Fishing. So we'll just have to make sure we mark your calendar extra early this year. So you can make it.
Just so much stuff going on.
Oh, all the time. It never stops. So really it is seasonal based. So it's whatever's in. The one thing I find that goes all year round would be the NASP, and that's the National Archery in the Schools program. So the archery, the arrows are flying all the time. It doesn't matter about the season. So anyway, stuff all the time going on.
What I know that I saw recently on a report, and maybe you can give us a little insight to this. There is grants and funds available for those that are doing some teaching of different things in the wildlife. Describe how folks, what's available and how folks can get access to that.
Yeah, the Division of Wildlife has some really great grants available. I think that makes us so unique as an agency. We've got some pretty much if you want to do anything pertaining to hunting, fishing, shooting, trapping, anything you want to do within those, we've got a grant for you. A few of those, they can range anywhere from, you know, $500 up to, you know, $15,000 or so, depending on what you want to do. A variety of folks can be eligible. Pretty much any conservation club can apply for most of our grants. But also we've had sheriff's offices, YMCAs, a lot of other organizations apply and incorporate, you know, some aspect of, you know, hunting, fishing, shooting into, you know, whatever they're doing. So I love to see those kind of sports become part of, you know, an after school program. That's right. Pretty awesome. So Any of those grants are available at wildohio.gov. Go under programs and then grants for wildlife and you'll see them all listed there.
Okay.
And if you're ever not sure, just give us a call at any of our wildlife offices and we'll guide you better.
And a group that's looking to do something with folks in the outdoors gives them a great opportunity to fund their event or partially fund their event.
Right.
And it's needed. I mean, we need to get more people active in doing stuff in the outdoors, that's for sure.
Yeah, it is. These grants are a wonderful resource. And if you've heard of the Wildlife Restoration Fund, you know, you go in and you're buying firearms, ammunition, there's a tax on that. That then goes through a process and it's allocated back to the state, and we can use that tax then in the form of providing grants and, you know, acquiring wildlife areas and providing a lot of awesome opportunities that comes back to just benefit, you know, you the hunter or the angler. So we're really fortunate to have a program like that. And just,
you mean there's a chance for us to get tax dollars back?
Yes, believe it or
I'll
not.
I'll be nice there. I'm sorry, but yeah, great opportunity for some folks to do that. You know, and maybe fund, like I said, their event or their class. And that's how a lot of kids get interested. They go to some conservation club that's holding a Saturday event or something like that, or some shooting club or, you know, something like that. And that's how they get involved. But in the same respects, it's the same way that a lot of ladies have gotten involved. I mean, I know Dad wished he had a son and you got to go hunting with him all the time. But
Right. Anyways,
in the same respects, a lot of stuff is happening in Ohio now with women in the outdoors. And that's grown tremendously since it was kicked off.
Yeah. And I think especially with women's programs, I think they like to learn from an instructor versus, you know, their husband chiming in their ear about what they think they should do. So
Janine Berry is not allowed to call right now. I'm just saying that.
She would probably agree with me.
So anyway, yeah. And I agree. There's just a comfort level. It's just, my dad could not teach my sister how to drive for nothing. It just was not going to happen. She went to an instructor through the school and sailed through it and did fine, still does good today.
Isn't it funny how that works out?
Yep. Oops, sorry, Dad. But, yeah, that's just kind of how some stuff happens. And, you know, it just gives you an opportunity to maybe get a different perspective.
Yeah.
Instead of somebody yelling at you.
No doubt.
So we're going to talk with Chelsea a little bit more. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of her job and some of the events that she gets to witness throughout the year. And there's a lot of other stuff. I know your actual job title is
Wildlife Communication Specialist, but I don't talk to animals.
She does not talk to animals. So we're going to talk more about that when we come back. You're listening to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show here on Highway 103.